I felt extremely elated. You know, this is quite a honor and a privilege for me to serve as the first female student union president of Rabe College after 194 years of the existence of the oldest university in sub-Saharan Africa. For me, this is a big score. This is for each and every student, that's for, not just for me at Amasila, but for each and every student at Farabay College. This is what we have been yearning for. We think it's about time we, as women, female students, break the glass ceilings and see how we can contribute towards building our university, restoring its lost glory, and ensuring that we contribute in our own little way to provide a conducive learning atmosphere for our colleague students at Farabay College.
Adama, I understand you've received congratulatory messages from civil society and political groups in the country. How does that make you feel?
Well, I actually feel honored indeed. This is a show of solidarity towards a common cause. And it's also a show of the promotion of gender equality. This is what we're all yearning for as a country and as a nation. We have been looking forward enthusiastically to how we can have women occupy top leadership positions, and it starts right at our institutions of learning. So it is a laudable strides taken by each and every institution, organization, individuals that have actually supported this cause, that have sent out the congratulatory messages and wishing me well, and also encouraging me to lead well and to incorporate other students who were even my opponents during this electioneering process.
What did you promise these students? For which reason they gave you the confidence to vote for you to lead them?
As an institution of learning, we have indeed come a long way, but the challenges that continue to hold us back are very, very fundamental. And these are some of the things that are included in my manifesto. That which has to do with transportation issues, inadequate classrooms, students not being able to have access to their student identification cards, which shows that they are students of the university. A review of the whole university curriculum. We have students at Farabay College offering up to 20 modules. And if you happen to have like 3 or 5 references, you have to repeat the whole academic year, taking into consideration the financial challenges in the country. We have an hostels, but yet still we have less students occupying the hostels. We think the hostels fee must be something that's reasonable, that every parent can afford to pay for their students. So these and many more we continue to face at Farabay College, and these are some of the things that are included in my manifesto.
So how do you intend addressing these challenges?
One of our fundamental mandates is to see how we can lobby and advocate with well-meaning individuals, university administration, and even the central government to see what they can do in the best interests of a student populace at Farabay College. So the issue of transportation, which is very fundamental because students struggle on a day-to-day basis to get access to the university for their studies. We have already engaged in an agreement with the Ministry of Transport and Aviation. I was part of a committee established by the outgoing student union government, and I intend to push through with that, for which they have promised to donate buses to us and even that of the National Revenue Authority. And we also intend to lobby with the Alumni Association and that of the University Administration to get more classrooms for students on campus.
What should be the expectations of the students now that they've given you the mandate to lead them?
Students at Farabay College must expect an adequate, apt and constructive student union leadership, because this is a confidence that they have bestowed upon me to lead them as the student union president. We have indeed come a long way, but the only way we can achieve all that which I have talked about during my campaign and even in my manifesto, the core of it all is that of student unionism. It's very dear to my heart, because as students, if we're not united, if we're not together, we cannot be able to achieve the many things that could move us from the dark days to the brighter days.